Hey, everybody, this is Gary Kay. We're doing a post-ISE podcast with Gavin Downey. Gavin is a senior product manager at Epson for large venue projections. Gavin, how are you?
Good, Gary. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. The Epson booth was packed. It took us a while to shoot all the videos and do the product tour. I don't know if anyone's had a chance to watch it yet, but if you go to raypubs.com/ISE2020, type in Epson in the video search window, you'll see a booth tour, you'll see a couple of interviews, and then you'll see a bunch of product videos. And certainly, obviously, your entranceway was packed because you weren't there. But what you did was, I'm sure you've heard, you put a four-sided room projected on the outside of the room with a car inside of the room hidden, and then the room itself turned counterclockwise, but the projection images stayed in the same place. And you used 12, I believe it was 12 projectors, it was either 8 or 12 projectors to do that. And then the car rose, and the whole thing was image mapped. The car rose out of the center of it, and you image mapped that. Have you had a chance to see the video of that? I posted a small one on LinkedIn.
I have. It's incredible. And thank you for posting it. But we have a longstanding partnership with the Mercedes Petronas team. So it's a theme, and we worked very closely with them on sort of display technologies of the future. So I think they did a really nice job of highlighting that, and the really advanced capabilities of the projectors in the hands of, you know, talented people.
Yeah, and you know, that was, I think, in some ways eclipsed by the 30,000 lumen projector display that you have there in the booth. Talk about that for a second.
Well, it's a really exciting launch for us. So we're launching a Pro-L 30,000 projector. So, you know, just going back 3 or 4 years, we were launching our first 6, 8, and 12,000 lumen projectors. And now, you know, we're very excited to launch a 30,000 lumen projector. It's got a mechanical shutter. It's got laser-based dimming. You know, it's just an incredibly sophisticated projector for live events and really high-end fixed installation. So excited to launch that. We'll be highlighting that at InfoComm as well. But it was really very talked about at ISE. I know a lot of our customers and partners are really excited to see it.
Yeah, and so way I envision this is I can imagine that you're able to hang 2 30,000 lumen projectors making a 60,000 lumen image from a couple of boxes that would be quite a bit smaller and easier to deal with than some of these new bright giant projectors that are out there. I don't know if you've thought about that from a positioning standpoint, but you do have quite a bit. You do have kind of a compact, if I can say the word, large venue 30,000 lumen projector.
Yeah, we definitely have thought about that. And when you look at the feature sets on that projector, we're leveraging the cameras and creating auto stacking. So we can use the cameras and then it will leverage the horizontal and vertical lens shift. So through the cameras, and it will actually automate the blending and stacking feature. It won't get it perfect as a, you know, an incredibly talented engineer would get it, but it gets it almost all the way there, and it's quite an incredible thing. But like you said, I mean, that's really what we're looking to do is to, how do we, for rental and staging customers, how do we give them a 20 or a 30,000 lumen solution where they can keep that rented on shows? And if someone really does need the extra brightness, make it very easy to stack versus selling them a really expensive and large, say a 50 or a 60,000 lumen projector that may not be used as often. I mean, I think you hit on a good point.
Well, how about short throw lenses for it, or ultra short throw lenses for something like that? Is that even available?
Well, I wasn't sure that we would see it, but we launched the X01 about 4 years ago, and it's received very good reviews. It's got it actually has negative offset 0.35 throw, and then we introduced the X02, which is a larger version that's used on 12,000, 15,000, and all the way up to 20,000 lumens. But then for our 25,000 lumen and 30,000 lumen platform, we didn't really have an ultra short throw, but we've now created the XO3, which is, it's kind of interesting. They look like cousins, right? It's the same form factor. It's a massive lens, but provides 0.35 throw and zero offset and a lot more shift than competing layouts. So It's just been a real winner for us. We've had a lot of folks in the live events and the theater industry embrace it. It keeps the footprint of the projector quite small because the lens comes up and over the case, so it's not extending the length you need to dedicate to the projector itself. So it's been a very successful platform for us, and we're really excited to go from XO1 and XO2 to now XO3 for up to 30,000 lumens ultra short throw. So we're really looking forward to see what people do with it.
There were two parts. I know you're not in charge of these products, but there were two parts of your booth that were very well demoed. Besides the kind of thing that I talked about up at the beginning of this podcast, number one was the light scene section. It was really well done. You projected on everything from a couch to tables to you know, you showed every possible application, advertising, to signage, to ambient lighting environments, but also this was the best year I've ever seen, the best demo I've ever seen of Movario. They took I don't know how to describe, basically, I think it was an old Spanish town that they do tours of, and you put these glasses on and you're actually seeing the town the way it looked thousands of years earlier. Yep. So you're seeing the way it looks now and what was there then using the OLED based Movario glasses. I know you don't have anything to do with that, but I just wanted to point those two demos out. We actually shot some great video of that. And not only is that on our website, but also on my LinkedIn feed, if you want to see a really neat demo of that, we actually aligned the camera perfectly so you could see through the glasses and see what everyone was seeing. So I didn't know part of that. I wanted to at least point that out. What else came out of ISE 2020 for you?
I mean, I think, you know, we've talked a lot about the brightness and going all the way up to 30,000 lumens. And, you know, we're continuing to innovate along the lines of resolution as well. We were focusing on our native 4K 12,000 lumen projector. It was a really, really difficult, sometimes, you know, it can be very difficult to use ultra short throw in blending. And certainly for using multiple ultra short throws blended, for native 4K, which requires incredible edge-to-edge sharpness. And we partnered with Igloo, who's a partner of ours, and they stitched together an incredible panorama that was absolutely crisp, edge-to-edge, three 12,000 lumen projectors blended using ultra short throw. So I think it really shows what's possible with a combination of a partner like Igloo and with very solid ultra short throw optics and, you know, modern laser projectors. So the we invited people to come right up and look at the screen on a blend. So I think that was kind of a powerful display of technology that and that particular station.
I'm hoping we shot a video of that because I didn't see that in the tour. I did a booth tour, and with the booth was so packed, there was one section of the booth we didn't get to, and I'm guessing that was over there because I know Igloo really well. You partner with them in Australia as well, and they did a great demo there. So I hope that that's there. Fun. Yeah, I hope that's there on our website at raypubs.com/ISE2020. I assume we're going to see some really cool things at DSE next month. I'm excited about that. We're working with Epson on some partnering, some stuff for that. So I want to thank everyone for listening. Gavin, thanks for joining me today.
No, thank you very much, Gary. It's great to catch up.
Thank you. And of course, you can check out all of Epson's stuff at Epson.com. Click on the projector link. It's easy to find. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.